Welcome to The Grill Room. On the menu this week, all the latest news, views, and opinions from the world of professional golf. Your maitre d's are Bob Bubka and Alex Maselli, two friends who rarely agree on anything. You can count on them to give you both sides of the story, whether you want it or not. So come on in, have a seat, and remember, anything that comes from the grill room is definitely on our tab. And remember, keep your applause to a mild clap, all right? After all, we're talking golf here.
Grill room doors are open once again, and we say, come on in. I'm Bob Bubka, here with Alex Maselli, and we're going to be wrapping up the last event in the Florida Swing. Great weather for the past week. Temperatures in the 80s. Did you get any golf in, Alex?
No.
Really?
No, I got no golf. No, I got no golf in.
How is that possible?
Well, you know, Bob, some of us, since I'm here by myself with no help,
God,
I could not get any golf done. I needed some assistance, and you weren't available.
Well, we're going to have to rectify that. I mean, there's no way I can let you go a week without playing golf, especially when you're in Orlando with maybe 150 golf courses to choose from.
Well, you know, I would like to have played. Now, I should say, in all fairness, that I am going to play tomorrow. I am going to go to Streamsong, and I'm going to go ahead and play there. So I should say, clarify, but during my time here, in beautiful Orlando, I was not able to play one time.
You know what? You're really the king of luxurious places to play, not only on the West Coast at Bandon Dunes, at Streamsong. And you've been there before, and I hear it's spectacular.
It is very nice. You're right. It's very nice. I'm going to go take a look at. They're going to start the third course, which is going to be the black course, Gil Hands. It's been named the architect about a month and a half ago. It was decided, and they disclosed it at the PGA show this year. So I'm going to go out and look at the land that he's going to be working with for the black course, and then I'm going to take a look at the blue and the red and see how they're doing and making sure that everything is fine before I make my trip out of the state of Florida.
Well, I know you just had dinner a couple of weeks back with Gil Hands. He's got to be excited about putting this new golf course in there.
Well, I think, you know, to be honest with you, Bob, any time you have an architect get a new course in this environment, in where there's very little, you know, brand new courses being built, I think you got to be pretty excited. Most of the work by most of the architects now is more renovations or kind of tidying things up to some extent, but really not too many building from scratch. So yeah, he is excited, and you know, and I think that people don't understand is, by doing that, you get to kind of, if you're Gil Hands, you kind of keep, you know, your core group together, which is very hard to do if you don't have any business.
Yeah, absolutely. We wish Gil the very best. By the way, we'd like to recognize the Toscana Resort Orlando by Aston. It's the Grill Room's official hotel for the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Simply the best place to stay when your plans take you to the Orlando area, whether it's golf, the theme parks, or just pure relaxation. The Toscana Resort Orlando by Aston is the place to stay. Make your reservations. Visit ToscanaResort.com. We're going to take a little break before we begin our journey around the world of golf. Arnie's event, that's up next, and we'll hear from the king.
You're listening to The Grill Room, heard on TuneIn and Armed Forces Radio Network, powered by golf.
You're listening to The Grill Room.
I'd like to welcome some of the most important people in golf to The Grill Room. Golf course superintendents. Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many that now offer natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Ryder Cup captain Davis Love III agrees.
If you love golf like I do,
Bank of Golf Course Superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
If a visit to Orlando is on your vacation menu, then the Grill Room highly recommends the Toscana Resort Orlando by Aston, a luxurious Mediterranean-style villa resort located right in the heart of Orlando, Florida's most popular attractions. Each spacious two- or three-bedroom luxury villa is fully furnished with everything you might need for your exciting vacation. Relax or play in the large swimming pool complex with kids' pool and jet spa, fitness center, restaurant, and state-of-the-art movie theater. Coming to play golf? Champions Gate Golf Club is right next door. And many other courses are close by and available to play, like Buena Vista Golf Course and Grand Cypress Resort. Visit ToscanaResort.com or call 877-448-8722 to make your reservations today.
Welcome back to the Grill Room. Your table's ready. Now here's Bob Bubka and Alex Maselli.
Racing to the first tee, knowing what fun it will be.
Time now to go around the world of golf. We'll head to the first tee in a few minutes, but first, we have to start with the king himself, Arnold Palmer. He undoubtedly made professional golf what it is today. Tiger came along, enhanced the template, but truthfully, instead of playing for peanuts and pride, PGA Tour players now have every opportunity to make a very nice living if they work hard, play well, and stay out on the PGA Tour. Alex, you had the pleasure of being with Mr. the King himself, Arnold Palmer, this week. Bring us up to date. How did he look to you? I know he's 85 years old now, but every moment that you get with Arnold Palmer has to be regarded as a precious one.
Well, I agree with you, Bob. He does look 85, and he's certainly looking his age. He probably wishes that he could do a couple things differently right now. He has a very hard time hearing a lot of the questions, and sometimes his answers are relatively short. But you're right. It's still sitting there talking to somebody that's history. I mean, when Arnold Palmer is gone, we lose a lot of institutional knowledge and history. When Jack Nicklaus is gone, we're going to do the same thing. So, you know, getting the opportunity to spend some time with him, it'll be something you'll remember for the rest of your life. And even at 85, he has certain words of wisdom that maybe we didn't hear before. Maybe we kind of glossed over at some point in our careers. I mean, we aren't the only ones that ever covered Arnold Palmer, obviously. And what he may have said 20 or 30 years ago may not have resonated with people back then. What resonates more now, especially when you see somebody like a Tiger Woods and the struggles he's having, or the importance that we put on majors that we didn't in the past.
And, you know, what's amazing is just to say Arnold Palmer, 85, Jack Nicklaus, 75. I mean, it's almost scary saying those things. First, when asked how he learned to deal with the pressure of playing in and winning majors, this is what the King had to say.
Well, stick to the basic fundamentals. My father taught me basic fundamentals of the game of golf. And when any instruction that he gave me from the day I started playing golf was stick to the basic fundamentals. You've heard it a dozen times. When he put my hands on the club, he said, "Boy, don't you ever change that." Well, I haven't. And I think that basic fundamentals, if you are really serious about playing golf and playing good golf, stick to the basic fundamentals. Sure, there's going to be a change here and a change there, but you don't want to make them. You want to stick to the things that you started with and you learned and you know how to apply them to your game. And don't go, as my father said when I left for the tour, and he wasn't too anxious for me to go on tour, but when I walked out and I said, "I'm going on tour, Pap," and he says, "Okay," he says, "I'll tell you what." He says, "You go out there and listen to all those guys out there, and that tractor's still sitting down there, and you can drive it when you come back." Well, I never went back because I did what he told me, basic fundamentals. And if you feel like you're getting the basic fundamentals when you start and you think you're right and you've got a pretty good swing going for you, stick with it. Stick with it. Don't listen to all the instruction you can get. And all the instructors in the audience will say, Arnie, stop it. Because they're making a hell of a living out of giving instruction.
His dad, Alex, had pretty good advice, said stick to the basics, and that's exactly what Arnold Palmer did.
Well, you know, it's hard when you're out here, and we can talk about that maybe even afterwards in the winning of the Arnold Palmer Invitational this year, but staying with your game plan, sticking to what you were doing well, those are things that are imperative because that's where you have the most comfort level. When you go outside of that and you start trying to do crazy things, is when you lose your comfort level, and then all of a sudden, things go haywire.
Sean O'Hare, I think, Alex, a perfect example of that. He's back playing well, lost in a playoff at Valspar. Good performance at Arnie's event. But he openly said, I started listening to this guy, that guy. I should do this. I should do that. He said, I used to have fun playing golf. That's what I'm going back to. And I think our listeners certainly would benefit if they have a little more fun while they're playing the game.
Well, I agree with that. Maybe you can talk about your good friend, Tiger. I'm sure in your discussions with him, you probably say to him how it's important that he enjoys the game again.
Well, it's going to be a hard thing, but we did ask Arnold Palmer if he had some advice. What would he tell Tiger on getting his game back?
Well, you know, Tiger is... I've known him since he was about 3 feet high. And he's a great player. He was a very talented young kid with his father instructing him. And for me to tell you or tell Tiger what he could do, there's only one thing I can say, and that's practice. And confidence, to regain the confidence that he had when he was starting out. And that was what made him what he is, and that's the way he'll get it back, is just regain the confidence and the ability to hit the golf ball. I think one thing Tiger did, this is an opinion that I haven't even given to anybody, and that is that he should do what he thinks he should do with his game. I think he should find a coach that he has confidence in and go work on his game, and that's my best advice.
Pretty simple formula. Practice, 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 and then more practice. The only thing, Alex, in the case of Tiger specifically, if indeed... officially, he has the chipping yips. That has been the diagnosis. You can't practice the pressure that causes the yips. So I don't even know what you do other than returning the competition and running the risk of yipping all over the place.
Well, I think what Palmer was trying to say, though, is the amount of practice you do and more repetitions you do, eventually you will just gain confidence. And if you gain that confidence, yes, you're going to be under the gun, but because you have all the confidence that you gain from the practice, that will probably get you over the hump. And the problem is I think most of us would believe at this point that Tiger has a lot of other things that he's interested in, his kids, obviously he's involved with Lindsay, some other things that are going on, and we don't really still understand exactly what his health situation is. That is hard for him to probably put in the practice that we know he used to put in all the time when he's world number one.
I think Johnny Miller had the line of the week, Alex. Somebody was off the green and opted to use a putter instead of chipping it up on the green. And Johnny Miller matter-of-factly said, well, if Tiger plays in the Masters, we'll be seeing a lot of those shots by him, indicating that Tiger would not chip at Augusta, that if he had that type of shot and a putt was allowed, he probably would opt to putt it up onto the green.
Well, you know, I'm going to say something about that. First of all, I think chipping around the greens when you have the option is old school. I really do think it's old school. We saw Martin Keimer win the U.S. Open at Pinehurst using a putter almost everywhere around the greens. I think who he was talking about specifically there was Henrik Stenson on, I think it was 13 or 14, where they both him and Morgan Hoffman were off the green. Morgan Hoffman chose to chip way past the hole and missed the comebacker for par, and Henrik Stenson just putted up right next to the hole. Probably didn't have a chance to make it because of how much he had to work off the green. The bottom line is Henrik Stenson walked out of it with a par, and the guy that happened to chip it on, trying to make it as he pulled the flag stick out, ended up with bogey. So I really think that's an old-school thing, and I think, you know, as much as I admire Johnny Miller, I don't think these guys ever played on speed of greens that these guys are playing on today.
You know, the popular saying that I've heard for years is, a bad chip, I mean, a bad putt is as good as a good chip. So if it's allowed, I think this might be a good tip for our listeners. If you have the room and the surface in front of you, take out that putter. Maybe you'll lower your score by a couple of shots. Well, an unbelievable winner at Arnie's event. A real surprise, Alex.
I'm not really sure because you're not going to believe me, but you can look it up. At Golf Week, we do DraftKings, and we pick six players each week, and we have to do it by dollar amount. So you can't exceed $50,000. So obviously a Rory McIlroy this week is a lot of money, and there are players like a Ken Duke or a Matt Every weren't very expensive. So when I took Matt Every this week and I took Henrik Stenson this week, I felt good about what I was going to get. I just didn't know I was hitting number one and number two. So to me, Matt Every was not a surprise.
This is pretty amazing. Here we are into the month of March. The season started last fall. We've never had a mention of a Alex Maselli prediction. Now, all of a sudden, out of the blue, Matt Every, he wasn't a surprise. I picked him to win. I picked Henrik Stenson to finish second. Man, if you are that good, drop the microphone, pack your bags. I'm taking you to Vegas, baby.
Well, let me just say this, Bob. It's on golfweek.com. You can go read it. And on top of that, since I didn't really want to make you feel bad, but last week, one of my six picks was Jordan Spieth. So I'm just saying, I feel very good about my abilities right now.
Vegas, here we come, baby. Let's listen to what Matt Every had to say. I doubt he'll mention the fact that he had a lot of confidence because he heard that Alex Maselli picked him to win.
It's awesome. It is neat to get them both here. I mean, I did grow up coming to this tournament. You know, my dad would take me over here with his buddies, and he'd kind of let me just roam around, and we'd meet up 4 hours later. So it's pretty cool.
All right, Matt Every, defends that title. That's pretty stellar stuff for sure, whether Alex picked him or not. And I kind of believe he did. He wouldn't use Golf Week as his proof if he didn't. Henrik Stenson, to me, Alex, seemed to give it away.
Well, there's a lot that was going on Sunday. I mean, obviously, Matt Every played very, very well coming down the stretch and kept putting pressure on Henrik Stenson. To add to that was the fact that Henrik Stenson was put on the clock twice in the final round, once in the front nine with Morgan Hoffman and once on the back nine. On the back nine, it seemed to unnerve Stenson considerably, which is hard to believe. He's a 10-year veteran on the tour. He won the FedEx Cup. He's been in countless situations where he's won golf tournaments or had chances to win golf tournaments. But it did unnerve him, and he turned around and made a three-putt on the 15th hole. He effectively made a three-putt from the fringe on the 16th hole, the easiest hole at Bay Hill on Sunday. And there he gave away two shots, and those two shots were basically the difference in Matt Every winning and Henrik Stenson losing.
Oh, that's interesting to know about the being put on the clock. It's understandable that would upset Henrik Stenson, who's a rather fast player. Let's evaluate a little bit a couple of other players that participated. I'd give a plus sign to Sam Saunders, Alex, Arnold Palmer's grandson. He put on a good display.
He did. I think he finished 7 under. Not bad. He's shown that his game has gotten much, much better. His swing has gotten much, much better. And his ability to play in difficult situations, he's done everything he needs to do. Now he just needs to keep building on what he's got. Almost loses in a playoff in Puerto Rico. Plays well here this week. I mean, Sam Saunders is on his way to keeping his card in 2015.
Well, Rory McIlroy has played his last competitive hole before we get to Augusta. Do you think he's going in there with everything in place?
No, not at all. I don't think so. If there was one thing that was clear at times this week, outside of the putter, but that happens. These greens were suspect a lot of the week. The green speeds changed a lot from day to day. There's a lot of different issues on the greens. I think the one thing that you realize, though, is his inability to get the ball close when he's got a wedge in his hand. I mean, you know, he's world number one. You expect that at the very least he's going to have a wedge in his hand. The ball should be within 10 to 15 feet at least, and if not closer. And there were times when he was 25 and 30 feet away with a wedge in his hand from the middle of the fairway. I don't know how you're going to win golf tournaments doing that.
Let me ask you a question. I was thinking when they were saying about this, the last competitive round for Rory McIlroy, I kind of said to myself, I said, I wonder why Rory McIlroy doesn't just go up to Augusta and play that golf course every day for the next 2 weeks.
Well, I'm not sure that he's going to gain a lot out of that. I mean, he would gain some, I think, there's no question, but it's not going to be the same setup or the same golf course that they're going to see on Thursday when they tee up Thursday morning. But I think he needs to play golf. I don't think there's any question about that. I don't think he needs to go to Augusta, but what I think he needs to do is work on hitting wedge shots and sand wedge shots closer than 20 and 25 feet. And I think you could do that anywhere. I don't think on the range, though. I don't think it should be the range. I think it should be somewhere where you put a hole in the ground and on a green and you go after it. And I think those are the things he needs to do. And I think that is what he needs to be spending his time on. And, you know, back in the day, you listen to Jack Nicklaus, he'd talk about Luke Donald and what he would do. And Luke Donald would spend all the time chipping and putting and shots like that. That's what Jack Johnson does. That's the bread and butter of those guys that win golf tournaments, is the ability to do that. And it's something that I think Rory McIlroy is not doing currently.
Well, speaking of ability, some special recognition certainly has to go to the unsung hero, the Bay Hill Golf Club and Lodge Superintendent, Chris Flynn, and his team for all their hard work and long hours keeping the course in PGA Tour shape. We're going to take a brief pause before we talk about the rest of what happened in the world of professional golf.
You're listening to The Grill Room, heard on TuneIn Radio and the Armed Forces Radio Network, powered by golf.
The Grill Room, presented by Transitions Adaptive Sunglasses.
I'd like to welcome some of the most important people in golf to the Grill Room. Golf course superintendents. Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many that now offer natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Rory McIlroy agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Hi, I'm Ernie Els. Autism is not game over, it is game on. Get educated and learn the facts. Please learn the early warning signs on our website, elsforautism.com, and talk to your doctor about an autism screening if you have any concerns.
Sight is one of our most valued senses. Many cherished memories and important life lessons are acquired through sight. Through the Transitions Healthy Sight for Life Fund, we're reaching out in communities around the world to help people understand and protect their healthy sight. Think about what you'd miss seeing if you lost your eyesight tomorrow, and take steps to protect your vision today. See more at HealthySightForLife.org.
Welcome back to the Grill Room. Your table's ready. Now here's Bob Bubka and Alex Maselli.
Let's go over to Europe, find out what happened there. And it's not good news, Mr. Maselli. A lot of bad weather.
Well, it was, you know, seriously windy on the first day, Bob, in Madrid, the islands off of Portugal. It got worse the second day. They went from 72 holes to 54 holes, and they cut after 18 holes. And then at the end of the day, they just canceled the whole thing. So no golf, no tournament on the European Tour this week because of very, very, very severe weather. I don't know if they're going to come back at all this year to finish it out, the Madeira Islands Open, but they are all off to Morocco now.
All right, let's go to the LPGA Tour. Alex, the Founders Cup this year, the event is paying tribute to a trio of pioneers who not only excelled inside the ropes during their playing careers, but who also helped advance the game of women's golf by being ambassadors and promoting the sport their entire lives. Hall of Famers Judy Rankin, Donna Capone, as well as 19 LPGA champion, including two majors, Sandra Palmer, were honored this year. And the winner of the event came from overseas.
You're right, Bobby. South Korean Ho Jo Kim won over Stacey Lewis, and really a pretty good field that also included world number one, Lydia Ko.
Absolutely. Let's move quickly out to the West Coast, the Tucson Conquistadors Classic. It's the inaugural event held at the Omni Tucson National Resort, and Marco Dorsin making his mark on the Champions Tour with a victory in his 21st event.
You know what's odd about that, Bob, is one of my compatriots at Golf Week, Jeff Babineau, actually played with Marco Dorsin in college.
Wow, that's a little nice nugget. How about the Web.com Tour, Alex? What happened there?
The Chile Classic, Dewey Van der Walt wins, 6-5 South African, 5th on the Web.com Tour money list, coming in with one top 10. Life-changing for him, don't you think, Bobby?
Absolutely, and that's a big South African at 6'5". Next up, Alex's favorite segment, News and Notes.
You're listening to The Grill Room, heard on TuneIn Radio and the Armed Forces Radio Network, powered by golf.
You're listening to The Grill Room.
I'd like to welcome some of the most important people in golf to the Grill Room. Golf course superintendents. Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. And because of their efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, a course that is more sustainable, and one that offers natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. The Golden Bear agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
If a visit to Orlando is on your vacation menu, then the Grill Room highly recommends the Toscana Resort Orlando by Aston, a luxurious Mediterranean-style villa resort located right in the heart of Orlando, Florida's most popular attractions. Each spacious 2 or 3 bedroom luxury villa is fully furnished with everything you might need for your exciting vacation. Relax or play in the large swimming pool complex with kids' pool and jet spa, fitness center, restaurant, and state-of-the-art movie theater. Coming to play golf? Champions Gate Golf Club is right next door. And many other courses are close by and available to play, like Buena Vista Golf Course and Grand Cypress Resort. Visit ToscanaResort.com or call 877-448-8722 to make your reservations today.
Welcome back to The Grill Room. Your table's ready. Now here's Bob Bubka and Alex Maselli.
All right, turn that music up, because Alex loves news and notes. Now, first thing on the drawing board is the WGC Cadillac Match Play. I don't understand it, Alex, and I don't know if anybody does. I know I read players will be selected from four pods or four pools to establish group matchups, and live coverage is going to be on the Golf Channel and PGAtour.com. Can you put any light on it, or do we just have to table this until next week?
Well, I think, first of all, every player needs to bring their own life vest. Because when you go in the pool, you got to make sure you survive. It's a very convoluted way of doing something that was very successful before, Bob. If you won, you moved on. If you lost, you were gone. And now what they're trying to do is find ways to break it up into four pools. I think it's 1 through 16, 17 through 32. And those are the seedings, and they play each other and this and that. And you know what? It's just not necessary. We had a very simple way of doing it. I don't know why we're changing it. There is no legitimate reason for changing it except for they think it makes sense. But I didn't see any player saying, hey, we should have a different way of doing match play. Match play is pretty clear. If you win, you stay. If you lose, you're out of there. Why we're changing it, I have no idea.
So conceivably, somebody could lose a match and still win the match play championship.
Not only one match, but two matches.
Oh, my goodness.
You can lose two matches. You can lose the first two matches, and then you could win a match or tie a match, and you happen to be the person that comes out of your pot, out of your pool, your pod, or whatever the heck it is. So it's really not the best way to approach a World Golf Championship, I can tell you that.
Well, let's go from confusion to something that's really good. Starting next year, the Arnold Palmer Invitational will offer a spot in the tournament to one of the 20 players who play in the annual Palmer Cup, a team match play event played between college players from the U.S. and Europe. The Palmer Cup will also be renamed, and this is a good move too, the Arnold Palmer Cup. The Arnold Palmer Cup, and that'll start in 2016. So it's going to offer an opportunity for a youngster, as long as he stays as an amateur, to play in the Bay Hill Invitational. I like the move.
Well, yeah, because Arnold Palmer's involved, obviously, with the Palmer Cup, so it certainly makes sense. And I think, look, there's 120 guys, I think, in this field, so there's certainly enough room to add another player or two if they wanted to for a good reason like this. And I don't know if people realize it, but back in the day, all the Walker Cuppers got to play in the Masters, so U.S. Walker Cuppers. So it's not unusual to have amateur players playing in professional events and getting exemptions. It happens also the Jack Nicklaus Award winner plays in Memorial the next year.
All right, let's move right along. And this is another confusing one to me and maybe some of our listeners. Seems like there's a lot of talk going on, Mr. Maselli, between the European Tour and the Australasian Tour, where they might come together. Greg Norman, of course, he thinks it's a great idea. Ernie Els feels very strongly it'll hurt the South African Tour.
Well, he's right. I talked to both players, and I talked to Greg. He was skiing, and I talked to Ernie here at Bay Hill, and they're both concerned about it, just in the fact that Ernie was concerned both ways. One, he said, look, for the Australians, how many people can get cards on the European Tour? You're just opening up that ability. You're adding more players to the pool that can get cards on the European Tour, first of all. And secondly, there's so many issues going on in South Africa right now with the rand and the devaluation, basically, versus the dollar and how expensive it is to have a tournament in South Africa. I think out of the six co-sanctioned European co-sanctioned tour events with the South African Tour, the Sunside Tour, four of them are funded by local governments, and two of them have sponsors. So that's how difficult it is. So Ernie suggested probably the best thing going forward would be to have those two very big events like they used to have in the past, one of them being like the $1 million challenge when $1 million is actually worth something when you won $1 million, and another event maybe that had a bigger purses and they could focus on that. At the same time, the Australians, it's unclear what the relationship's going to be, Bob, between the Australian Tour or the Australian Tour and the European Tour. It could be a merger. It could be co-sanctioning. It could be many different things. But it wasn't clear from the report that came out of the Daily Mail in the UK what exactly they were talking about. But if they merge, it certainly will hurt the South African or Sunshine Tour.
Well, the Grill Room promises to stay right on top of that situation. All right, that's it for News and Notes. Next up, our feature interviews.
You're listening to The Grill Room.
heard on TuneIn and Higher Sports and Radio Network, powered by Golf Course.
Welcome back to the Grill Room. Your table's ready. Now here's Bob Bubka and Alex Maselli.
Well, welcome back to the Grill Room. Alex Maselli, Bob Bubka. Well, it's our interview time. In this segment, we're going to hear from Encore Golf, a revolutionary new golf ball. And yes, it is USGA approved.
Listen up, golfers. I got some great news for you. I was just able to find out about a new ball that's coming on the market, and here to tell us about it is Brett Blakely. He's the co-founder and vice president for Encore Golf, and it's a golf ball I think is going to revolutionize the game.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. I appreciate the time and everything. This is the most radical departure in about 30 years from golf ball construction. It's been solid rubber for 30 years. We have created a golf ball with a hollow metal core. The short and sweet of what that does is it creates perimeter weighting and rifle spin. Those two components are going to create performance benefits unlike golf ball or golf enthusiasts have seen in years. So we're actually, it's so innovative that we are up for the ING Product Ingenuity Award, one of three finalists. They'll announce that tomorrow, so we're hoping for that. But it's been an exciting journey.
You know, the first question everybody asked, whether it be new clubs or new golf balls, is it approved by the USGA? And you have the answer.
Yes, sir. It was. It was a struggle, but, you know, it met all the criteria. There's five quantifiable metrics. It met every single one of them. We got our last iteration of the ball approved in November of 2013, and we got the current version approved in March of 2014.
And they'll be in pro shops later on, maybe around June of 2015. And Encore Golf, that's what they want to look for.
Yes, sir.
And help their golf game.
Yes, sir. And it's OncoreGolf.com. We appreciate, you know, you coming by, and we're excited about getting this in the hands of golfers.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Brett Blakely for letting our listeners know about the newest ball on the market, the Encore Golf Ball. Next on our interview schedule is Linda Randolph, Director of Sales for Toscana Resort Orlando by Aston, the official hotel partner of the Grill Room for the Arnold Palmer Invitational.
We're here with Linda Randolph, Director of Sales for the Toscana Resort Orlando by Aston. Linda, let me begin. We have listeners all over the country, and I want you to tell them why this would be a good place for them to come.
Well, we're surrounded by golf courses. We're in a golf community. It's the perfect ideal spot because we're not right in the center of the tourist section. Our resort is designed to relax and enjoy an evening after a long day, whether it be on the golf course or at the parks, sit by the clubhouse, enjoy possibly a cocktail by the pool, watch the sports on our TV, which we have a poolside lounge bar, and be served. Just sit back and enjoy an actual vacation.
The advantage of staying here, and we have stayed here and know the advantages, is the fact that with the complete kitchen, if you feel like staying in, you can make yourself some dinner. If you feel like going out, a lot of restaurants in the area.
Absolutely. And we also have, of course, as I mentioned, our Toscana restaurant and lounge right at the poolside. Right now, I think we have probably 8 different golf groups in-house. And we also have a small meeting area that if they do want to meet and tally up the scores from the day, you know, that's complimentary to them. Plus, if they do want to just sit back in their room and play a game of cards after playing golf all day, they can relax. And they have plenty of space to do that.
Speaking with Linda Randolph, can we describe these spacious 2- and 3-bedroom villas? I mean, they're outstanding, but can you put into words what we encounter when you come here to Toscana?
Each of the bedrooms has its own TV, its own walk-in closet, and you have a huge living area as well as a formal dining room and a screen porch. So if you want to sit outside and just enjoy the weather and still be in your own privacy, you have that screened area that you can sit and relax.
I'm going to let you brag a little bit because I'm a huge fan of TripAdvisor, and I noticed the Certificate of Excellence for 2014 was awarded your property. That's got to make you awful proud.
Oh, absolutely. And that's actually 4 years running we've gotten the Certificate of Excellence. And it's really sometimes difficult to get people to respond. People are very willing to tell you if they've had challenges, but the people that enjoy themselves so often forget to write that and let our other customers know how much they've enjoyed their stay. And so we are truly proud of that because that's a direct reflection on how our customers feel about us.
The location is absolutely incredible, right in the heart of Orlando's best attractions, Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld. I mean, you probably run out of days by staying here because there's so much in the area to offer.
Absolutely. I mean, we have all the major theme parks, the largest theme parks in the world right here. And there's just so many different activities. A lot of what they're trying to do now is get into the eco tours, and they're doing more creative touring away from just the major attractions, which I think is bringing a lot of people into town. And also, of course, there's major outlet shopping for the ladies that may come to Orlando.
We're here chatting with Linda Randolph, Director of Sales for the Tuscana Resort Orlando by Aston. I have to ask you this, Linda. Driving in, I saw some construction underway on the entrance. What's that all about?
That is our new luxury property called the Fountains at Champions Gate. And this is going to be 3- and 4-bedroom townhomes with their own private garage. And every one of there are 80 of them there, and they are all going to be in the rental process, the same situation we have here at Tuscana. The guests will check in here and then go to the fountains. And, you know, I've been watching the construction go up. I've been over there touring. And, I mean, it is very luxurious and really, really first class. We're just anxiously awaiting that opening April 1st, 2015.
Wow, that's right around the corner. I tell you what, the one place to get more information, TuscanaResort.com. Is that the best way?
That is correct. And that website has everything you need to know about the resort, and there will be a link on that taking you to the fountain so you can find out more about that resort too.
Luxury, convenience, and all the attractions that you could ever want right here at the Tuscana Resort Orlando by Aston. Linda Randolph, thanks for your time.
Thank you for your time, and I hope I'll see you all at Tuscana.
Many thanks to Tuscana Resort for being our partners during the Arnold Palmer Invitational and throughout the year.
And when we return, we'll figure out what's next on the schedule.
You're listening to The Grill Room. Tune in at our Sports Radio Network, powered by Golf.
You're listening to The Grill Room.
I'd like to welcome some of the most important people in golf to The Grill Room. Golf course superintendents. Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. And because of their efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, a course that is more sustainable, and one that offers natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. The Golden Bear agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
If a visit to Orlando is on your vacation menu, then the Grill Room highly recommends the Tuscana Resort Orlando by Aston, a luxurious Mediterranean-style villa resort located right in the heart of Orlando, Florida's most popular attractions. Each spacious 2- or 3-bedroom luxury villa is fully furnished with everything you might need for your exciting vacation. Relax or play in the large swimming pool complex with kids' pool and jet spa, fitness center, restaurant, and state-of-the-art movie theater. Coming to play golf? Champions Gate Golf Club is right next door. And many other courses are close by and available to play, like Buena Vista Golf Course and Grand Cypress Resort. Visit TuscanaResort.com or call 877-448-8722 to make your reservations today.
Welcome back to The Grill Room. Your table's ready. Now here's Bob Bubka and Alex Maselli.
Welcome back to the Grill Room. Thank you so much for listening. Time now for what's next on the schedule. European tour, playing in Morocco, and I know you've been there, Alex. So tell our listeners what's going on.
That's right, the Trophy Hassan 2 in Morocco, Bob. I have played in that event. I really do like it. Alejandro Canizares is defending. It'll be interesting to see what happens after, obviously, the rainout they had in the Madrid Islands Open. But they're all on their way to Morocco now, and hopefully it'll be dry and sunny, and they'll get four rounds in.
And on the web.com tour, my favorite name in all of professional golf, the Chitimaca Louisiana Open. And I think maybe I got that wrong.
Bob, I don't know if you got it wrong or not. I like Chitimaca Louisiana Open, presented by Nature. I guess that's it. Chris Flanks won last year, and he'll be defending.
On the LPGA Tour, it's going to be the Kia Classic in Carlsbad, California, at the AVR Golf Club. We played golf there, you and I, Alex. Anna Norquist is our defending champion.
That's right, leading into the first major for the women the following week. And the Champions Tour, Bob, good friend of both of ours, at the Mississippi Golf Resort Classic, presented by Feastfire, host in the Host Hotel, of course you know, the Beau Rivage. It's Jeff Maggart defending.
Well, you're a great friend of Jeff Maggart. I'm also a friend of Jeff Maggart's, but I'm a great friend of the Beau Rivage. Take this from me. If you're ever in that part of the country and you're looking for a place to stay, close your eyes when you walk in the front door. You'll think you're at the finest hotel in all of Las Vegas, the Beau Rivage in Biloxi, Mississippi. On the PGA Tour, it's coming to Texas, the Valero Texas Open. Stephen Bowditch is our defending champion.
An Aussie in Valero Texas Open. Well, Bobby, that wraps up this week. You're listening to The Grill Room, heard on TuneIn and Armed Forces Radio Network, powered by GolfWeek.com. By the way, The Grill Room is also available on iTunes, SoundCloud, Audio Boom, and, of course, on our website, TheGrillRoom.com.
A big thank you to our partners, the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, and to the Tuscana Resort Orlando by Aston, and to GolfWeek.com. So for Janice Self, Alex Maselli, and myself, Bob Bupka, thank you for being part of our Grow Room family. Please follow us on Twitter at TGR Golf and on Facebook at The Grill Room Golf Show.
Thanks for spending some time in The Grill Room. No need to leave a tip. Just come back again next week. The Grill Room.